Well, good morning. We want to welcome everybody today. We are so glad that you're with us on the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. And we are so blessed to be able to gather together. Yesterday, we were able to provide breakfast for 30 of our local veterans and some of their spouses that were with us yesterday. And that was quite a blessing. And boy, there was some good biscuits and gravy that... made there for that. But we are so glad that you're here today. We want to welcome you. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about one of our lectionary psalms. And it talks about singing a new song to the Lord. And I'm asking the question, what does it mean to sing a new song? So we'll talk about that later on. But as we begin, we're going to stand and sing our Gloria Patria together this morning. Join together in our bulletin for our call to worship this morning. The Lord is continually creating something new.
We are part of that creation, renewed, redeemed, and beloved.
Through all this change, God is with us.
Though we struggle and doubt, God is faithful.
Praise be to God who continually blesses us. Well, let's join together and do that this morning. You can turn in your hymn books to hymn number 82, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning and sing Count Your Blessings this morning. We're going to be singing all four verses this morning. When upon life's billows you are tempted, tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their land and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings, many cannot buy. Your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what what God had done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Well, let's join together there in our bulletin this morning for our opening prayer. Holy God, Lord of life, we say thank you to you for the gift of this day. We come to share our cares and distress, for with you on our side, we have no need to fear. We come to take refuge in you, for you are our God, and we worship you with grateful hearts. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we're going to go to our next hymn, hymn number 333 in your hymn book. Or you can sing along on the PowerPoint there. We're going to sing the three verses of Now We Thank All Our God. Now we thank we, our God, with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things had done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mothers on earth has blessed us all. Invite our kids to come forward if they would this morning. We'd make their way down this morning. I hear we got a lot of boys that somebody was telling me. Good morning. Oh, no, there's more girls than that. How's everybody doing? Did you go outside and play in the snow yesterday? Yeah. You did? You didn't play, you played in the snow? Yeah. You know what? We left the veterans breakfast here yesterday morning. And when I went And but yes, so it's good that things are changing. What does that mean?
We get to sled on a big hill.
Oh, you get to sled on a big hill. Well, yes, that would be exciting. There used to be a big hill that we went to when I was your age in Sydney that we would go down. And if you got going too fast, you had to be careful because there was a little, small, it wasn't real big. It was only about yay wide, a little creek or ditch creek at the end of it. We all didn't want to crash in. I remember one time diving off my sled because the sled went into the little creek thing, but it didn't go anywhere. It just kind of stuck right there, and I pulled it out. So as the weather starts changing, that means we're getting closer to what? What are we getting closer to? What? Yes, Jesus' birthday, yes. Yeah, so it's getting closer to Christmas, and when we celebrate Jesus' birthday, but what comes before that? Okay, all right. So what comes before Jesus's, when we celebrate Jesus' birthday, Christmas? Does anybody remember? Well, yes, Christmas Eve, you're right, that does come before. Yes, it does, you're right. And we'll have a church service here on Christmas Eve. But what comes before Christmas, all that? It's still this month in November. What do you think? There we go, Thanksgiving, yes. And so we've been celebrating every Sunday kind of this month. We've been celebrating to give thanks. And one of the ways that we can give thanks is by singing. How many of you like to sing? Do you like to sing? You have a favorite song? Have you ever had a song get stuck in your head and you couldn't get it out of your head? You just kept humming it over and over and over again? Yeah. Well, that's kind of like singing a new song to the Lord, singing a new song to God, because it's one of those favorite songs we get in our heart, and we just keep singing it over and over again. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. And, you know, so just little songs like that we know, or other songs that we might know. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God to be out here. Those are the ones we learn at Vacation Bible School, yes. So that we sing those. And that's a way of giving thanks to God. Giving thanks for all that God has done for us. And last Sunday, we sang that song that I learned in VBS and in Sunday school. It went like this. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. I think those of you that were here last Sunday, you guys would have been downstairs, so you would have missed what we sang. And but yes, those are just little ways that we can say thank you to God for all the blessings in our lives. Okay? So, sing. Don't be afraid to sing. And who cares what anybody thinks? Go ahead and sing and have fun and thank God. Okay, you guys can go on downstairs, and Miss Reed will be taking down. We're going to go ahead and release our teenagers if they're going down for their class this morning. So they can head on down also. And we're going to go ahead and go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share quickly this morning. Something you'd like us to pray for. Yep.
I seen on Facebook Ellie has her class.
I did too. Yes. Yes. And that is something to give thanks to the Lord. And we want to continue giving her not only giving God thanks, but also continue to pray for her. You saw she was working on one of those, I don't know what you want to call it, where they walk along with it. And yeah, so she gets used to it. And yes, she's doing rehab. And her brain, and it's going to take a while for her brain to get used to that. And so we're thankful for that. Somebody else. Oh, we've got several here.
I have two praises. Monday, I had two to put my ears, and I'm here. So I thank God for that.
Yes, amen. Oh, wow. That will be a blessing. Yes, it will. Someone else. Yes.
Ruth Ann Freeman fell yesterday and broke her hip, and she is having surgery today.
Okay. So we want to remember Ruth Ann in our prayers as she's going in for surgery. Who knows? She might be in there right now. So we definitely want to lift up Ruth Ann. I saw a couple other hands. Go ahead. Okay, unspoken. And we know the Lord knows what those needs are. And someone else. Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. And another one I saw. Yep, go ahead.
Doris Dieter is in a rehab or in a nursing home. And just prayers mostly for her comfort and her family's comfort. And then her daughter is on dialysis and has to have back surgery. Her name is Jill.
Jill, okay.
And then I would like an unspoken for Katie and an unspoken for myself, please.
Okay. Analysis and back surgery. Okay. So we want to remember those needs this morning for Jill with dialysis and back surgery, and Doris for comfort and the family. Yeah. Who is?
Becky.
Okay.
She's going to cook yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that's a long day already being there for the, yes, so. And so we want to remember the Hageman family and for Ernie and then for Becky. Anybody else this morning? Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. You know the Lord knows that. What is his first name?
Brian.
Brian, okay.
And he's going to be a dad in February.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're going to have to pray for a speedy recovery there. Wow. And healing. So, someone else. Anybody else this morning? We want to lift up Jody's sister, Jill. She's on our... she finally did get to come home, but it's just been really hard as she went through her... most of, but not all of it, they cut her short because of how it affected her third round of her chemo treatment. And also a friend of Jody's, in fact, a high school classmate growing up, Dee Dee, her husband Derek has been diagnosed. He's about our age, diagnosed with colon cancer. And we appreciate your prayers for him. And Derek Brown, and then my brother, whose heart is just getting weaker and weaker, and appreciate your prayers for strength for him. I went up and saw him this week and spent a few hours with him, and so I definitely appreciate your prayers. Anybody else then, before we go to prayer this morning? Lots of needs there that have been mentioned, maybe as in a moment she's going to play. And they're just quietly in your seats. You can talk to God. And if you think of some of these names that you remember, we just ask you to lift them up to the Lord. And if not, then you can just pray however you want to there in that moment. And then I'll come and close us out. Our gracious and almighty God, we're just so thankful that as we gather together on this cooler Sunday, late fall, we are so grateful that we can come together as the people of God. We can gather in this place and it's warm and we have lights and we can worship together and sense your presence and know that you care and that you are real. And Lord, I just pray for those that may have been struggling recently. Lord, maybe they're wondering if you are real. And maybe they know you are, but they're struggling and having doubts right now. God, I just ask that you would minister and make yourself real with your presence in this place right now. And may they sense it and know that they are loved and that you care for them. Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today. Thank you so much for that artificial technological leg that Ellie has now and the blessing that that's going to be for her. And we just pray for strength and help her brain to be able to understand and get it so that it can function again. And she'll be able to walk in here. When I talked to her the last time, she said she couldn't wait till she would be able to walk in here. And what a blessing that would be. We lift up Ruth Ann with this broken hip and is maybe going through surgery right now, God, that you would just minister to her, guide and direct the surgeons and bless. We pray for Doris and her family. Lord, we just pray for comfort and your grace there. We pray for Jill, who's on dialysis and is going to have back surgery. God, we just pray for your healing touch, your grace, and your peace. Lord, we lift up Becky to you this morning, God, who has been battling this arthritis so bad lately. God, we just pray for your strength and your healing touch and grace there. We pray for Brian, who was in this hunting accident and had his hip fractured and femur. God, we just ask for your healing touch and grace. Give the doctors wisdom and surgeons as they may have to do what they need to do there. Lord, we lift up Jill to you today, Jody's sister, who has been going through chemo treatments. We just pray for healing and grace and strength. And Lord, just a fresh touch of your presence in her life right now. Lord, we lift up Derek, who's been diagnosed with colon cancer. God, we just ask for your healing touch and your grace there as they probably will begin treatment soon. We just ask that you would work there in his life. Lord, we lift up my brother Mike, God, just asking you to strengthen his heart and Lord, to touch him with your grace. And we're thankful for that today. We lift up Ernie today, God, asking for your healing touch and grace and touch there and the family, Lord. May you minister to them as only you can. Lord, we lift up these six unspoken requests today, Lord. Lord, we know that you know what those requests are. We just ask that you would minister as only you can do, meeting the needs and a blessing. And Lord, we lift up those on our monthly list. So many of those that we've been praying for, many that are battling cancer. God, we just ask for your healing touch as we lift up each of them, asking that you would touch them with your grace and your love and your presence as only you can do. And we're grateful and thankful for all of those things. And Lord, we just ask that you would continue to bless in the rest of our service, Lord. May your presence be real. May you speak to us as we break the bread of your word. May you feed our souls and send us forth in courage and lifted up, and that we might be a blessing as we go forth from this place. And we thank you for all of these things this morning as we ask them all in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Well, thank you so much for joining with us in prayer. I know and I believe that it does make a big difference in people's lives. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. And so as our ushers make ready this morning, we want to thank you for your faithfulness and say God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Ever giving God, we ask you to receive these gifts, symbols of our lives. Thank you for helping us offer our gifts with joy-filled hearts, not growing weary in our work. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from the Psalms this morning. This is one of our Psalms, lectionary Psalm readings for today, and Psalm 98, and we're going to be reading the entire Psalm, and you can follow along there on the PowerPoint this morning. Sing to the Lord a new song because he has done wonderful things. His own strong hand and His own holy arm have won the victory. The Lord has made His salvation widely known. He has revealed His righteousness in the eyes of all the nations. God has remembered His loyal love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. Every corner of the earth has seen our God's salvation. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Be happy. Rejoice out loud. Sing your praises. Sing your praises to the Lord with the lyre. With the lyre and the sound of music, with trumpets and the horn blast. Shout triumphantly before the Lord, the King. Let the sea and everything in it roar. The world and all of its inhabitants too. Let all the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains rejoice out loud all together before the Lord. Because He is coming to establish justice on the earth. He will establish justice in the world rightly. He will establish justice among all people fairly. That is God's word for us this morning. I pray that God will add His blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit will give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, you know, I often share something funny to begin with. A farmer got pulled over by a state trooper for speeding. And the trooper started lecturing the farmer about his speed. And in general, began to throw his weight around trying to make the farmer uncomfortable. Finally, the trooper got around to writing out the ticket. And as he was doing that, he kept swatting at some flies that were buzzing around his head. The farmer said, "Oh, I see you're having trouble with circle flies there, are you?" The trooper stopped writing his ticket and said, "Well, yeah, if that's what they're called. I never heard of circle flies." So the farmer said, "Well, circle flies are common on farms. See, they are called circle flies because they almost always are found circling around the back end of a horse." Well, the trooper says, "Oh," and then goes back to riding. Then after a moment, the trooper says, "Hey, wait a minute. Are you trying to call me a horse's rear end?" The farmer says, "Oh, no, officer. I have too much respect for law enforcement to ever think about calling you such a name." The trooper said, "Okay, well, that's a good thing," and goes back to writing the ticket. After a long pause, the farmer says, "Hard to fool those flies, though, isn't it?" Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Let me ask you a question, and it's one that I kind of shared a little bit with the kids. Have you ever heard a song on the radio that you just couldn't get out of your head? It was just whatever it might have been, one of your favorite songs that you like to hear, and maybe it's one of those that you would love to just listen to it over and over again. And there's just something about those kind of songs. Eventually, you know every word to it. You know the beat of the music and everything. And it just kind of sticks in there throughout the day. I've had various occasions where that happened. In fact, I had that happen just recently to me. But I was trying to think about it. I can't think of the name of the song. But I was at the junior high subbing. And I was talking, if any of you know Susie Weber, she is a cut up, and her and I were just talking and laughing one day, and she said something about one of the kids bringing up a song. Well, I knew the song right away when she told me. And a little bit later on during the day, I come back at lunch, and some of the junior high teachers get together for lunch. And I told Susie, I said, "Thanks, Susie, for putting that song in my head. It hadn't stopped playing over and over and over again." And that's sometimes the power of a song. You know, some songs last for decades, while others come and go. Have you ever heard of one-hit wonders? Yes. And the Psalms were used in worship by the Israelites. They are songs that oftentimes they were either prayed in a certain way or they were sung in a certain way. And Psalm 98 was written because of God's greatness. And in response, the psalmist kept telling them several times to sing a new song to the Lord. I had a PowerPoint picture and I didn't pull it up or put it on there, but it listed about 7 or 8 passages in the Psalms and one in Isaiah where Israel is told to sing a new song. And those 5 or 6 times, and I started to think about that, that means there's something significant about that. In fact, because it is told 5 or 6 songs, it is probably more important than some of the doctrines that we hold to as a church that's only found in a couple passages in the Bible. And so I started to think, Lord, what is this about that? What is so important? Why did you want Israel to sing a new song? And what does that mean? And that's what I'm going to talk to you about just for a little bit. I'm going to kind of connect it in with our theme that we've been doing this month of giving thanks. And so 2 things, and if you have the sermon outline, I bet you've already guessed the 2 main points already. I would just venture you have. First of all, what is this calling us to do? It's calling us to give thanks for who God is. Who God is. When the psalmist calls us to sing a new song to the Lord, it reminds us and me to celebrate God's nature. Now, wait a minute. Why would we celebrate God's nature? Because it's who God is. And who God is the reason why God acts on our behalf and does all the things that God does for us. Let me just list some of those things that the psalmist touches on for the most part. Sometimes I change the wording just a little bit. But when we read that psalm, it talked about God's strength. It talked about God's salvation. It talked about God's love. It talked about God's faithfulness. It talked about God's grace and mercy. Now stop for a moment. Let that sink in for a moment. Like that favorite song or that song that gets in your head and just won't go away, whether it's a few hours or whether it's all day long. Let who God is play over and over in your thinking, in our thinking. I think it will help us along the way. Second thing about that giving thanks for who God is, and this kind of really jumped out at me when I was working on this week, is let God be present with us. That's a little bit of what this thing about letting it just keep ruminating in there. Just let it just keep stirring inside of your head about God's love. God loves me. God is good. God is kind. God is gracious. All these things. God is ever present. God is almighty. All of those things. You know, sometimes it's hard to allow God to be present with us when we're going through difficulties in life. In the midst of our cares, in the midst of our worries, in the midst of our fears, in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of our struggles. You know, some of you know that, gosh, I've lost track. I don't even know how long it was ago. 7, 8 years ago when I had my back surgery because I had that ruptured disc in my back, the pain was excruciating. And sometimes I would just lay in the bed and just tears would flow because I felt like I had no control and I wanted this to change and be different. And I had no control and I just had to talk to God about it in those moments. It's hard It's hard sometimes, but it's so important. And one of the ways we let God be present in our with us is by awareness. Awareness. We all know theologically that God is with us, that God never leaves us or forsakes us. But in those moments, sometimes we have to sing. Sometimes we have to pray. Sometimes we have to quiet ourselves. Sometimes we have to go out into the woods or go for a drive or whatever it is to help us become aware of God's presence when we're going through those things. And when I read this psalm, I'm reminded of the importance of allowing God to be present in the midst of what I'm facing at the moment. To allow God, listen to me, to allow God to love me and be present with me when life hurts. And one of the ways that we sense that and are aware of it, and I'm sensing it right now, is when God's peace touches us. And everything that was making us upset and worried falls to the wayside as God's love and peace overshadows us, comes over us. And our worries seem to fall away in those moments. Those are the moments that help us get through what we're facing. That's because of who God is in our lives. And we have to, so let me tell you something. I heard it a long time ago by one of my pastors that said this: God is a gentleman. God will never force himself on us. We have to open ourselves and allow God to be present and give us that peace and grace and love. Give thanks for who God is. Second thing the psalmist does, and it's part of the beginning, but it's almost the whole second half, is to give thanks for what God is doing. What God is doing. So when the psalmist calls us to sing to the Lord a new song, it reminds us, as the psalmist said there, to celebrate God's wonders. Or as the psalmist says, the wonderful things that God has done. The reason for singing is the marvelous, wonderful things God has done. And let me just define that for a little bit, because I was looking that up and doing a little research on that this week there. This idea of the wonderful, marvelous, it can be translated either way, things that God does are the things that God does that are beyond human comprehension. And let me say this, I know and you know that we don't see those wonders every day. Yet the psalmist reminds me to praise God anyways for what God will do. Because sometimes in our lives, when we haven't seen it happen yet, we go ahead and thank God for what God is going to do or is doing. Because sometimes God's working behind the scenes and we don't always know what's happening. And sometimes then it comes to fruition in our lives and we then finally do see it. And then the other part of that is giving thanks for what God is doing, is not only celebrating God's wonders, but that whole last few verses is celebrate God's justice. Now, when we think of justice as Americans, we have a couple ideas. Number one, we're going to make sure that person gets locked up and the keys thrown away, and that's justice. Or if you think of justice, you may think of it this way, is a good Clint Eastwood movie where Clint says whatever he says, there's always some little line that he says, and he's going to exert justice, usually with a gun. That's kind of what we think justice is a little bit here. But at the end of the psalm, I want you to see that everyone, and everything, even all creation, is celebrating God's justice or fairness in the world. And justice is this in biblical thinking. Justice is when God acts and people act also with it so that all life thrives. When peace, love, hope, caring for creation, caring for one another, everybody has food and clothing and shelter, and the world is a different place. That's what we're talking about when we talk about justice. And this psalm reminds us to give thanks for the wonderful things that God has done and the justice that God wants to bring about, is bringing about, has brought about, and will continue to do. So let me close by asking this. What do you love about God? Think about that for a second. What do you love about God? Maybe some thoughts are going through your head right now. Maybe nothing's going through your head. I don't know. Or maybe you've never thought about that question before. Here's why I ask it. And I hope you all have something going on in there. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to let that answer or answers multiple things mull over in your head and your mind this week, just like a favorite song. Because you know the call to give thanks and sing to the Lord a new song sometimes can seem shallow when life is hard and we're struggling and we're hurting. Yet Scripture, and here's what I want you to hear, Scripture reminds us that the hard times in life do not always have the final say, not even death. Even though we can't always see God's wonders, God is still there. Even though we can't always see justice, God is still working. We still can have hope even when we don't understand. We can still give thanks and sing to the Lord a new song. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a moment this morning, and before we close out, and you can say hi to a couple of your neighbors nearby, and welcome one another, and then we'll close out with our chorus, "We Worship and Adore Thee," before we close out this morning. Point. We worship and adore thee.
We worship and adore thee, bowing down before thee, songs of praise singing, hallelujahs ringing, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's join together for our benediction. We go from this place thankful for God's love. God's love has made us new. May God's peace go with us in all that we say and do. Amen.